Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams, and happy, well, I guess it's a happy Saturday into Sunday, depending upon what day or time frame it is in your state or country. So, today I am going to get into a serious discussion about politicians in general. In our government in the United States. And so I'm gonna really get involved here. I'm gonna really discuss a lot of really crazy shit here. So it's gonna get deep for a minute, folks. And so here's what I wanna talk about. As everybody knows that there has been so much crazy, stupid shit between Republicans and Democrats. And honestly, I'm really, truly going to be honest here for a minute. I am literally getting sick and tired of both parties. I try to think about it. I'm like, you know what, maybe we can find a good Republican that, you know, could do something for our country. And, you know, I sit there and I think about that for a minute. And I'm like, well, there's going to be somebody out there that can do it. And then everybody said, well, let's choose Donald Trump because Donald Trump is not part of the system. He doesn't do anything what the politicians tell him to do. Unfortunately, Donald Trump, I believe, sold his soul to the politicians and the people making the money behind the politicians. You know, these are the men and women behind the curtain that control politicians with super PACs and shit like that. So I have a problem with it. I have a problem with these politicians in general and how they like to make money off of these, you know, off of us basically, because what they do is they choose who they want to have in office, and they do it all the time. There is a movie that's out there. If you have never seen this movie, it's a perfect movie. Even though it's a comedy and it's funny and blah, 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 but the concept of the movie is really what's interesting because it actually goes in depth about really how politicians are, honestly. And the movie is called, I think it's called The Campaign. Is that what it is? I think it is The Campaign. It has Zach, I can't remember his last name. The guy was in Hangover. It has, I'm trying to think of all the damn actors that are in there. Oh, my God. My brain's dead tonight. I don't even know why I'm thinking about it. But it has Will Ferrell. It has Will Ferrell in it. And so, these politicians really want to, you know, they're paid off by different corporations, and they tell the people what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, right? They tell them, they say, if you don't do what I say, well, we'll cut off your funding and you won't get anything, and then we'll take everything from you. And that's what they do. It's pretty pathetic. It really is. But that's what they do. They say, we're going to cut off funding, you're done, it's over with, and you know what? You will not be able to run for the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. Now, people can say that they don't believe in that shit, but it is true. It's whoever has the best money at the time that's going to pay the super PACs, and who's going to pay those politicians. And so what they do is they have these big corporations like big pharma companies and so forth, and they say, hey, we want to open up a factory in your state, and we want to bring jobs from overseas to here. And so that's what they do. And so they elect somebody that will do that for them. And it's really like a corruption, it really is. But these are these politicians. And the crazy part is, there's never a person that you choose that you feel is going to be the right person, because really honestly, Americans are getting tired of the same shit. And I'm going to be honest, I get tired of Donald Trump. I really can't stand the guy. I think he's, he didn't do what he was supposed to. I think he tried to at first, and then he sold his soul to these corporations. And then, not only that he did that, but then he started going off the wall, and he started trying to be a rogue president. He tried to do that. But what he did is he stirred up stupid shit. And it wasn't anything that was accomplishing anything for America. Because when he went rogue, he started to go on a dictatorship type of scenario. So he wanted to be a dictator. And he wanted to emulate the dictators that were out there, like Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, and, all these other idiots. But he wanted to emulate these guys. And it's pretty, pretty sad that people think he was the right choice. It really is. And then, you had Joe Biden, right? Bumbling Joe. A lot of people call him Bumbling Joe. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't even know what day it is. The truth of the matter is that, when you have the last election for president, the only thing you had was Donald Trump and Joe Biden. That was all you had. And when you try to pick the lesser of the two evils, that's what people did. I don't believe that there was corruption. I don't believe that Donald Trump was still the president at the time. I don't believe that he lost the election by it being rigged. Donald Trump lost the election fair and square. Because people were getting tired of the guy. So he lost a lot of his base when he started going all over the place and started trying to introduce fascism to Americans. And Americans said, fuck that, we don't want any part of that shit. And so they backed away from it. But the truth of the matter is, both sides of the fence, the Democrats and Republicans, are so corrupt that they only care about themselves anyway. And so when they pass a bill, they're going to pass a whole stack of bills, and it's only going to introduce one bill out of the 50. And so they pass the whole damn thing. If one bill passes, the whole stack of bills underneath that one bill will pass as well. And this is what the Republicans do. This is what the Democrats do. And so it gets really kind of scary in a sense, because that's what they do. But my personal opinion is this. I think they should do away with politicians in general. Why could we not just do away with all politicians, get rid of them, take the money that they are using for their salaries, and you would think that's probably billions of dollars right there in salaries from Congress and the president and vice president. So you take all that money and you put it back towards the country. And you allow the damn American people to vote, because that's what democracy is. So if they want to pass a bill, let's just say they want to pass a bill, and they say, well, we want to talk about passing a bill to help education. This is what we need to do. We need this much money. You know, we have somebody that we hire that's part of the, you know, finances and so forth, that is not a politician, who comes out and says, this is what we need to do with our finances as a country. And then they figure out how much money they need to fix something, and take that and introduce a bill, and everybody votes on it as Americans. And then they do the same thing for other things. They could have emergency bills that need to be passed, but they need to do something where it changes the system. That's what I believe. I believe that if we would eliminate a lot of the funding that goes to these politicians from these big pharma companies and these big corporations and so forth, well, if they eliminate that stupid bullshit, guess what? Then you can't corrupt them. They would have to literally corrupt every American citizen with some kind of enticement in order to pass something. That is not going to happen. So you do away with the stupid shit, and you'd be able to pass bills as Americans. Now, nobody should feel like that's not anything out of the blue. We should all be able to do that, right? But this is what we need to do as Americans. We need to say enough is enough from Republicans and Democrats. Obviously, they want to fight with each other. They don't want to accomplish getting anything done. And so we must eliminate this two-party system. It isn't working. It's not working at all. And all it's doing is screwing up our country. So we need to do some changes, right? And that's where that comes in. Now, people out there may not like that idea, because they're like, well, I feel a little bit more comfortable having a president, a sitting president at the White House, and a vice president and Congress. I will feel so much better having somebody in office. But that's okay, because that's what people want you to believe, that they are your security blanket. And they brainwash everybody into believing that. I mean, you can go into states itself, folks. You know, a lot of states, villages, counties, and so forth want us to vote for levies, fire levies, school levies, and so on and so on. And on a state level, they want you to vote for, do you want the marijuana bill to pass? Something like that. And people vote yes or no. But that is what true democracy is. They're asking you to vote for your opinion on these bills, but when it comes to changing things for education, whether to go to war or fund a war, yes or no, they don't ask that, because they want their politicians to handle that situation. And then they take over, right? So if we eliminate the bullshit, then America probably move forward. I really truly believe it could move forward. I mean, if we eliminated all the salaries from all these politicians, guess what? You know, that would be enough money probably to pay our national debt. But people don't see that, because they still think that getting money off the system like Social Security and so forth is something that you have to pay into, because that's what the government wants you to do. But what would happen if
you are entitled to your Social Security at any time. What if you didn't have to pay taxes? Because taxes are not important. But then again, they ask for what's called a donation tax or something. Something to where you put some kind of money in, you know, that you, you know, whatever you want to donate to help reestablish our country. Now, that would suck because, yeah, a lot of people are going to say, no, I'm not going to do it. We'll let everybody else do it, but not us. Because the whole point of taxing people is either we tax everybody or we don't tax at all. And what I mean by that is, why are churches not being taxed for what they do, for their income that they make? And by the way, it is income because they have to pay their ministers. The ministers buy their cars, their food, their clothing. Everything is part of a paycheck. And so they get paid for it, right? But they don't pay taxes on that stuff. They don't have to pay the taxes. They are tax exempt, and they get issued a tax exempt number. It's crazy. But as soon as they start to dig in telling politicians what to do, they should have to pay taxes. Seriously, think about that, folks. If we could change anything in this country just by doing that, would actually rebuild our country by eliminating a lot of wasteful funds. I mean, you're paying politicians, these congressmen and women and presidents and vice presidents, to not do anything. And when you try to get them to fix something or do something, they don't want to do it. They don't want to put money to the country or the state of the country. You know, for each state, what they want to do is they want to take into consideration that they suck everything out of everybody, but they don't want to give back to helping our country. I mean, there's so much we could do. There's so much we could do. You know, our country is broken. It truly is broken. You know, America has truly fallen. It's got so many issues that it's unbelievable. And nobody ever sees what's going on because they don't care. Americans would rather put their head in the sand like an ostrich and not ask questions. And then they want to rely on news media to control them. And I don't care. You know, people are going to be like, yeah, that's what CNN does. That's what MSNBC does. Yeah, and that's what all of them do. Fox News as well. Fox News likes to control the Republican base. CNN controls the Democratic base. However, CNN is actually getting more controlled over into the middle of Republicans and Democrats. MSNBC definitely goes towards the Democrats. And then you got these conspiracy nuts. And I don't believe it can be a lot of conspiracies out there. And they believe that, well, maybe this happened, or we can explain it as this. Crazy, isn't it? We have to do something, folks. We got to do something to change the system that's going on in America. And it's definitely not electing these politicians because they're not helping anybody. Maybe one day we will sit here and say, well, maybe we can fix this country. Maybe we will stand up for what we believe in. And I know there's people out there that believe in what I'm saying, and they probably agree with what I'm saying. But they're probably going to say, and some people are saying, How are we going to do this? You cannot eliminate politicians because they have to rule this country. But that is exactly the mindset of being on the hamster wheel, going round and round and round, and you don't even get off the hamster wheel. And then one day, you see the people falling off the hamster wheel. And they start asking that question, why can't we just eliminate this, this, and this? Why can't we put their paychecks towards funding our country and states, infrastructure, and so forth? Why can't we do that? Why do we have to have a two-party system, Republicans and Democrats? What if we had one-party system? I mean, hell, that'd probably even be good. That you elect the person on the individual basis of who they are and not what party they represent. That would even be good, right? Maybe if we can change the two-party system, it might make a big, maybe make a lot more sense to us. All right, let's get into some stuff that's happening right now. This is Brian Taylor Cohen. He wants to, you know, we play this guy every once in a while. He's an independent journalist, and he brings up some good points on this. Take a listen. We'll be right back.
Pretty stunning response from Fox Corp CEO Lachlan Murdoch. In his first public comment since the Dominion revelations, Murdoch dismissed the allegations as noise. He said, quote, "I think a lot of the noise that you hear about this case is actually not about the law and not about journalism. It's really about the politics." Murdoch continued, "Unfortunately, that is more reflective of a polarized society that we live in today." He also included that the case will go to trial in April and portrayed Fox as having reported on the 2020 election, quote, "fulsomely and without fear or favor." Now, for those wondering if you're living in the Twilight Zone, no, you're not, but Lachlan Murdoch might be. So let's dig into what he said. He stated that the allegations aren't about the law or journalism, it's about the politics. And if he's talking about Fox's behavior and coverage, then he's right. This had absolutely nothing to do with journalism and everything to do with politics. Fox wanted Trump to win the election, and so, in stark contrast to any semblance of journalistic principles, those Fox hosts promoted Trump acolytes and the conspiracy theories they were spewing, despite knowing it was all bullshit because they wanted to help their candidate. So when Lachlan Murdoch says that it's not about journalism, it's about politics, he was absolutely right, just not in the way that he intended. Murdoch then goes on to say that the allegations are, quote, "more reflective of our polarized society that we live in today." Yeah, I wonder how it got that way. If only we could point to the advent of a partisan right-wing empire created solely to ensure that the criminality of another Republican president never again led to a resignation or dilution of conservative power. Tell you what, if anyone has any guesses, I'd love to hear them because I'm stumped. All of which is to say, if you are wondering why we live in a polarized society, Murdoch could quite literally point to himself and the company he runs. Again, there's no journalistic integrity there. It's a propaganda arm of the Republican Party. It is there to run cover for Republican politicians, regardless of their criminality. Donald Trump incited an insurrection, and they are still, to this day, going on air and pretending that it was some tourist visit.
But is January 6th the worst assault on the U.S. government since the Civil War? That's insane. It's not even close. How about March of 1954, when Puerto Rican separatists shot five congressmen in the Capitol building? Five members of Congress shot in the building. It's all bad, but the worst since the Civil War. You're just a flat-out liar if you're saying that. More recently, this is an event we all remember, Antifa descended on Washington, D.C. to force the sitting president from office. But it was Trump, so that's cool. But the tape that we reviewed from within the building on that day proves it was neither an insurrection nor deadly. Here it is.
January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of five police officers.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th.
The mob beat officers with anything they had on them, hockey stick, flagpole, a fire extinguisher. Police officers died.
Donald Trump supporters, who, of course, rioted and killed police officers.
By the evening of January 6th, the Democratic Party and its publicists in the national news media had settled on a description of what had happened that day. They distilled an enormous number of highly complex events, events that even now we don't fully understand, into a single emotionally laden political slogan, which they've repeated for years with remarkable discipline. January 6th, they said, was a deadly insurrection.
There was a deadly insurrection that the right wing is trying to cover up.
He incited a deadly insurrection.
Incited a deadly insurrection.
The violent, deadly insurrection on the Capitol 9 months ago, it was about white supremacy in my view.
A deadly insurrection. Everything about that phrase is a lie. Very little about January 6th was organized or violent. Surveillance video from inside the Capitol shows mostly peaceful chaos. But the slogan worked. The term deadly carries enormous emotional power, which is why they used it.
So if Fox has to create a parallel version of reality, that's clearly what they do. They will create another version of reality because the actual version is too damning for them. And in their version, Republicans never do anything wrong and Democrats are all coming to destroy everything you hold dear. Do the people feeding you that stuff know that it's straight disinformation? Absolutely. Do they care? Not in the slightest. And finally, Murdoch's quote that Fox reported on the 2020 election without fear or favor. The notion that Fox reported without favoring one side over the other is such aggressive bullshit that I cannot wrap my head around how he could say it with a straight face. Here's an example of how he's lying. When Fox reporter Jackie Heinrich did try to fact-check one of Trump's statements about the stolen 2020 election, she was attacked. Heinrich tweeted that there was no evidence of voter fraud from Dominion, and in response, newly revealed text messages show that Fox hosts and executives lobbied to get her fired. Tucker Carlson told Hannity, please get her fired. Seriously, what the fuck? I'm actually shocked. It needs to stop immediately, like tonight. Carlson said that he just went crazy on Executive Vice President Mead Cooper over it. Hannity said he'd already mentioned it to CEO Suzanne Scott. I just dropped a bomb. Suzanne Scott then told Fox President Jay Wallace and Senior Vice President for Corporate Communications Irene Bagranti that Heinrich, quote, has serious nerve doing this, and if this gets picked up, viewers are going to be further disgusted. So when Fox tries to use this defense that they were simply broadcasting the news without fear or favor, just know that that is not at all what they were doing. They were working not as a news network, but as political operatives under the pretense of a news network. They were showing only one specific narrative and outright punishing reporters for daring to show a different narrative, one that just so happened to be the reality. And let's be clear, Lachlan got close to acknowledging that Fox isn't a legitimate news outlet without saying as much. He said that Fox News is not just a news channel, but a company that speaks to middle America and respects the values of middle America. Although I'd amend that statement to read that Fox is not a news channel at all and exploits the people of middle America for financial gain. Murdoch and his network don't care about these people, but they do know that they can use them as marks. Think about it this way. Fox effectively conditioned its audience to think a certain way. For example, Fox endorsed the Trump claim that the only way he could lose the election was if there was fraud. And so when Fox rightly called Arizona for Joe Biden, the audience that, again, was conditioned by Fox to believe that it would be a statistical impossibility for Biden to win Arizona, they immediately revolted. Thanks to this lawsuit, we know that internal emails read, "Holy cow, our audience is mad at the network. They're furious." And that audience started to defect to networks further right, like Newsmax and OAN. That is the extent of the brainwashing that came as a result of Fox's years of conditioning its audience. Again, it wasn't because Fox believed what it was serving its viewers. It was because Fox knew it could profit from it. Murdoch literally said the quote, "It is not red or blue, it is green." It is about exploiting their own audience for profit by giving them what they want to hear, what they've conditioned them to hear. That's Fox's business model and nothing more. So let's be honest here, we shouldn't be surprised when the guy who runs the network responsible for spreading dangerous disinformation also spreads dangerous disinformation. This isn't a bug, it's a feature. It's their whole business. So while I hope that Fox loses a boatload of money in this Dominion lawsuit, I'm more hopeful that some of their viewers will recognize the ways in which Fox has betrayed their trust by feeding them outright lies in public while telling the truth in private. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, no one has more disdain for its own audience than Fox. Before you go, a quick announcement. I started a...
It's time to dispel that stereotype. Through a lavish musical number. Hit it, Joshua!
It's impossible, you say, to be Republican and gay. But baby, like Virginia Slims, we've come a long, long way. It once was thought to be a fairy meant voting for Bill or Kerry, but not today.
We're red and we're gay. Jeff and Paul like hot pectorals and good old-fashioned Christian morals. Hey, 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 hey. We're red and we're gay.
Our loafers are light, but we still vote for the right. It's true we can't win, but we support the fan. We like each other's butts and big old spending cuts.
We like to pack fudge and heat.
Big long guns with ivory handles go well with my scented candles, yay, N-R-A. Let's take a spa day.
Your skin looks so toned, now spritz with fancy cologne. These pants make you slim, U.S. defense we won't trim. Have a pastry or two, we'll get a trainer for you.
Have you met Hot Andrew?
Ava Longoria is a client and a close personal friend.
Oh, it's fun to do things our way. Don't take our word. Ask Ernie, Bert, or Mamie.
We're red and we're gay. 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 We're red and we're gay.
Yes, we're red and we're gay. I like that, man. That's so fun. You know, and I love playing that song because a lot of Republicans who try to hide behind good Christian morals have been caught on Grindr and on young gay men's websites and Instagrams flirting with them and having sexual talk. But when they ask them, they're like, no, 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 I'm a Christian. I would never do that. It's really kind of sickening that they don't do it, but they should come out and just let the people know if you're gay, you're gay, you know? So I was actually reading some of my emails. By the way, if you ever want to email me, you can email me at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. It's Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Williams live at gmail.com. If we get a good email from you, we'll read it on the air. So here is a person by the name of Daniel who wrote me, and he says, Jerry, so I've been having some major issues with my girlfriend. She is a fanatic about having sex in the bedroom. Now, granted, I do like when she gets a little wild and she wants to have some sex. I really like that. But there's some things that she does or wants that causes me to lose an erection, and I cannot go any longer than an hour or two. So my problem is, what is the best kind of medical medication or herbs that you can use for enhancement? Because I've tried everything from Cialis to Viagra to these little blue things that they sell in the grocery stores at your convenience stores. It's so weird. But what can I do to have long stamina? Okay. Excuse me, Daniel. That's actually a great question, you know, and I got to be honest with you. So a lot of people know there's a lot of herbs that you can take, and you should always consult your doctor and make sure you can take these herbs, because you just don't want to pop something if you don't know if it will, you know, if you're on medications, you don't want to, you know, take that with a medication, then it interacts with it, and then you start getting sick or something. You know, you just don't want to have that happen. But the truth of the matter is this. So, you know, I've heard people talk about something called HIM, for HIM, or whatever it is. Now, I know people that take it, and they've tried it, and they say it works really good. I have no clue about that myself. But I can only assume that, you know, it's a big seller. People, you know, guys buy it, women buy it. And it's something that could probably be very well used in the right purposes. And, you know, and again, I think that, you know, when I here's my thing. When I was younger, I'm 50 years old. So when I was 20, I remember selling a male enhancement herb or vitamin. And the vitamin was called Insight. Do you guys remember that, Insight? And so, you know, we had to be trained in the stuff. We had to talk to people. You know, people wanted to know if they were going to have a fuller erection and firmer erection and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we sold this stuff online. We had lots of commercials. They always aired it real early in the morning. And so what would happen is that they would auto-enroll people with their credit cards, right? And so people were automatically being charged for monthly shipments of this shit. Well, the company that was selling this stuff, apparently, you know, the way that they wanted you to read the terms and conditions would roll right through that part of it, of putting that stipulation that you're going to be auto-enrolled. Most people didn't even catch that. And so what would happen is that people would auto-enroll, and then they would be charged every single month. And, you know, I don't know if you needed that much, but there you go. Was it a Medicaid? Was it an herb that worked? You know, a lot of people did swear by it, and they said it worked really good. But because the company was sued, they obviously got rid of the products. And I don't know if they even sell it anymore, to be honest with you. But right now, the latest thing that I've heard of is called Him or For Him. So try that out, man. You know, Daniel, if you could try that out and see if it works for you. Or tell your girlfriend, say, man, I love that you're kinky, man, but you got to give me some breaks, man. See, people don't realize, and women, let me just straighten this out a little bit. So women don't really understand men, and I don't think women understand the men, and men don't understand women. But when it comes to the intimacy of sex, a lot of times women, after they have had sex with you, they want to talk to you. They want to carry a conversation with you, and they just want to ask you how your day was, to all kinds of stupid shit. And the problem is, when a man has sex, when he's done, he's like, okay, I'm done, going to bed. And that's what they do. They fall off, and they go to bed, and they say, screw this, I'm done for the night. And so, you know, they have to pee first, because that's what happens to a man after sex, you know. And then they go and they say, I got to go to bed, man. I got to sleep. And then, of course, the women, it never fails, but they're like, so what was your day like? And what did you do? And blah, 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 blah. And the man's just sitting there. It is so true. That's what happens to men. It's like the stamina went bye-bye. And then they're like, I had a friend of mine. She was, she said that she had this guy that she was with, and he would have sex with her, and then he'd say, I'm ready. I'll be ready to go in about 10 minutes. Let me just sit here for a minute and rest. And then he would just fall off to sleep, and she couldn't even wake his ass back up. And so, you know, the next morning coming, you know, he's like, did we do it again? And she's like, hell no, you passed out and you slept. And so, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that's so funny that, you know, guys are just interesting, and so are women, obviously, but, you know, but the peak times for men and women are different when it comes to wanting to be sexually aroused, right? Because men have a certain time, women have a certain time. Most women would say that men are sexually aroused like 24/7. You know, and that is something that is interesting enough to say, well, you know, maybe men, you know, maybe they do think with their other brain instead of the one, you know, the one between their shoulders, you know. But the truth of the matter is we are, I think to a man, I think, you know, like, okay, I went out and I worked all day. I'm exhausted. My girl wants to do this. And anytime you have alcohol involved, you might as well just forget it. A man having alcohol, I'm not saying all men are like this, because there are some men that can actually get excited with alcohol, but majority of the time, men with alcohol usually just, it is a floppy disk. It ain't working. It's not going to work. It's not happening, and you might as well go to bed. But then there are those guys that it does rouse them up. They got like enough to hit for about maybe 1 minute, 59 seconds to get there, 1 second to get off, and they're done. And that's what you call somebody's really excited and they have to get it done and over with. Because all they're thinking about is, I need to go to sleep. It's truly amazing, though. It truly is amazing, some of the stuff that, you know, the difference between men and women and, you know, what they want. I think that, you know, and it's funny because some men love, they love with a capital love, oral sex, right? Because they're like, hey, come on, girl, come on. I'm going to push your head down there and force you down. You know, that's what they do. And so the woman's like, oh, come on, man. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to go and suck your penis. And then, you know, the guy's like, well, you know, you want me to go down on you? It's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. It's, but there are guys and girls that do it. They're all excited. They get into it, and they get aroused. So somebody asked me, they said, what can you do to make it more exciting in the bedroom? And some people said that the best way to make it more exciting is to role play. If you ever have a chance, role play, get a camera, film yourself. But make sure you two are the only ones that have the copy of that and not, you know, some kind of porno website, amateursex.com, you know. But and you got to watch that because if somebody gets in trouble or they hate each other down the line, you don't want that other person putting it out there on the porn websites. And believe you me, there are guys and girls that do that. And they do it as a retaliation against their partner. So their partner pissed them off somehow, and they're going to retaliate, and they're going to go after them and publicize their sex videos. It's really fucked up sometimes when people do that. But in intimacy, you can really do a lot of stuff to arouse your partner in the bedroom. And a lot of times it takes something as easy as using, you know, whipped cream, using, you know, like I was mentioning the other day, you know, a lot of people like to use pineapple. If you take a can of pineapple with pineapple rings, put it around the head of the man's penis, and the girl can have a little flavor snack, right, as she's going down there. But there's a lot of different flavors, a lot of different gels you can buy. There's a website, a store called Adam and Eve. You can buy a lot of different little things. Some guys are very jealous. Get this. Some guys, they did a study. They said some guys, as a matter of fact, they said about 56% of men get jealous because a woman uses a sexual tool for themselves, like a vibrator. And so they get jealous of it. Why would you get jealous of a vibrator? I don't know. Some guys are just weird, ain't they? I don't know. It's some weird shit out there. But thank you for your emails. If anybody else wants to email me, remember jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. By the way, tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to do a show. Paula Alexander and myself will be here. So make sure you join us at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on The Jerry Williams Show. You guys have a good night. We'll see you again tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are at the end of the show, as a matter of fact. Damn, that went fast.
This one from my heart.
You were born in America. How fortunate you are. Only in America can you reach for the highest star. You can say what you want, think what you want, do what you want to do. American, to be like one of you. I came here from a foreign land. How fortunate I am.